It's a dispute stretching back decades and concerns Nippon Steel Corp, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, and Hitachi Zosen, who used the labor of Korean workers without compensation during the years of the Japanese Empire, which ended after World War II. South Korea had in the past asked these companies to compensate directly, but in 2023, President Yoon Suk-yeol said the Korean state would pay, waving away what had been a major obstacle to warming ties with Tokyo. In December, a Korean court upheld lower court rulings, again calling on Japanese businesses to be held accountable. It's a thorny issue for diplomatic relations, and Yoon Suk-yeol says it doesn't matter whether the ruling is right or wrong, only ties with Japan matter, and he's urging businesses on both sides to cooperate. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.